You are listening to Open Spaces from Wyoming Public Radio News. I'm Bob Beck.
And I'm Melody Edwards. We're a good ways into April, and maybe you're already itching to throw on your Gore-Tex boots, camelback, and water-resistant hiking pants, and take to the mountains. Trails worn by the feet of hikers past are finally re-emerging from the snow, but if you come across one group of hikers, you might actually mistake them for those hikers past. The High Society Hiking Club has come to Wyoming, and Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard brings us this postcard of their first hike.
On Easter Sunday, six hikers tumble out of cars and gather at the east trailhead of Turtle Rock, east of Laramie.
This is the fourth High Society hike that's been in the works. The other three have occurred in Oregon, so this is the first in Wyoming, so congratulations. You should feel special.
They are special, because these aren't ordinary-looking hikers.
We're not in the, you know, spandex like those other ladies over there.
Oh, no. These hikers are wearing dresses, knickers, vests, and suit jackets. They've accessorized with rope, vintage binocular cases, bow ties, felt hats, kerchiefs, and leather-sheathed knives.
It's cool. It's sharp.
They look like characters out of a Jules Verne novel or a Tintin book.
In my mind, there's like several narratives we can go through. Like Jeff, the sinister evangelical preacher from the 20s, like weans me away from the bottle.
Well-dressed playfulness in nature. That's the whole point of the High Society Hiking Club. Chuck Adams is the group's founder, and he got the idea from a hike he did in Italy. He says after seeing women on the trails there in heels and dresses, it got him thinking.
Well, maybe it's a way of respecting nature. So we dress up, we're going into the cathedral of the forest, and why are we wearing, like, our gym shorts and, you know, some Nike shoes?
Thus, the High Society Hiking Club was born. There are some guidelines. No synthetic materials, no smartphones, not even digital cameras. If you want to take pictures, you better have some good old-fashioned film on hand. Their gear resembles things modern hikers use, just with some slight modification. So they've got water, but it's in glass bottles with corks. They have some exercise and meditation equipment, like Chinese medicine balls.
Yeah, I did. The instructions are kind of...
And of course, there are plenty of snacks for a picnic.
I brought 2 bars of chocolate. I baked some cookies. Macadamia nut cookies. I have coffee spiked with almond liqueur.
After all, this is a classy event, and libations are always welcome. They spend almost 3 hours circumnavigating Turtle Rock, a hike that usually takes 1 hour. There's no rush. They stop several times to climb on rocks, explore beaver dams, and contemplate nature before squelching back onto the trail's mud. Chuck asked everyone to bring something special to share, so as they round one of the last turns, they pass around old photos, recite poetry, and tell stories.
Okay, said the bird. So TJ and Jeff jumped on the bird's back and took off. It was about a 10-minute ride. Then TJ yelled, "Stop!"
The High Society Hiking Club may have some rules, but it values one thing above all others.
The only other thing I ask is just uphold the ideals of nature. Whatever you interpret that.
Especially if that interpretation includes looking fabulous. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.